Hello, I'm editor Sarah Laurie. It's been a busy week here on SearchSMB.com, so let's get started with the wrap-up of the latest news, tips, and features on SearchSMB.com. You're not the only one whose technical support staff is working on a wing and a prayer, writes senior news writer Linda Tucci in her article, CIOs, Technical Support Teams Woefully Understaffed. A survey from staffing firm Robert Half Technology in Menlo Park, California, finds that CIOs believe their technical support teams are 40% smaller on average than they should be. The survey of some 1,400 CIOs from a random sample of U.S. companies with 100 or more employees found that the mean ratio of employees to technical support staff was 136 to 1. When the CIOs were asked to give an ideal ratio, however, the mean response was 82 to 1. Size matters. The survey also indicates that employees at big companies are getting better technical support than those at smaller companies. CIOs at companies with 1,000 employees or more were closest to their ideal level of technical support. They cited a real-world ratio of end users to IT staff of 118 to 1 and an ideal ratio of 82 to 1. CIOs at companies with between 250 and 499 employees must be pulling out their hair. They pegged the mean ratio of end users to IT support staff at their companies at 131 to 1. In a perfect world, that ratio would be half that, they said, or 64 to 1. Robert Half CEO Catherine Spencer Lee observed that, predictably, understaffed technical support functions make for frustrated workforces. She noted that firms with, quote, ongoing proactive information technology recruiting strategies, unquote, are best equipped to fill the technical support gap. But the findings are more than a banner advertisement for recruiting firms. Support always suffers because it's deemed to be non-strategic to the organization, said analyst David Coyle, who covers the IT service desk at consultancy Gartner Inc. in Stamford, Connecticut. The dismal assessment by CEOs of their technical support levels, however, may also be a matter of perception, Coyle said. Many times, IT executives are harder on themselves than their business users are. You can read the full story by visiting the news page on SearchSMB.com. SMBs are hip to the benefits of business applications. Recent data from Forrester Research Inc. in Cambridge, Mass. Shows that 83% of SMBs believe application software improves the efficiency of their company's core operations and business processes. 80% believe software improves worker productivity, and 75% believe software makes their products and services better. But until recently, the market has conspired against the little guys. Big company software costs a lot, is complex, and often requires extensive customization to work for SMBs. A new report from Forrester analyst Ray Wang provides ample evidence that software makers have wised up to the unmet demand. Brand name vendors and challengers alike have invested significantly in new products and distribution channels. The result is improvement across the spectrum of industry-specific and last-mile capabilities, usability, rapid implementation, Microsoft Office integration, and mobile solution support, says Wang in his August 13th report, Competition Intensifies for the SMB ERP Customer. It's axiomatic that companies with fewer than 1,000 employees often face the same complex business issues as large companies, but lack the wherewithal to address those issues with new technology. According to Wang, many SMBs are making do with legacy ERP systems that fall short on a number of counts. These systems often require extensive customization, which in turn makes them difficult, if not impossible, to upgrade or scale up. Learn more about what SMBs really want and the major vendors in this area by reading the full story, SMBs Demand Attention from Business Apps Vendors and Get It, on our news page. Associate Editor Jeff Kelly recently traveled to VoiceCon in San Francisco, where Unified Communications, or UC, was all the talk. In his column recapping the event, Jeff writes, "I spotted them one afternoon as I was perusing my VoiceCon conference agenda. There they were, those three little letters that can make or break any IT project. ROI. Calculating the ROI of any proposed application or service is often essential to convincing management to fund the IT project in question. UC is no exception. At a session dedicated to determining the ROI of UC, reps from systems integrator INX, IP telephony vendor ShoreTel and the ubiquitous Microsoft offered their advice. Look for hard savings first. How much less per month will it cost to maintain a UC system versus your current traditional communications tools? Look into productivity gains and be specific. If you determine deploying UC will improve productivity by 5%, how will workers spend that extra time? Read Jeff's full column, Unified Communications Offers Security, ROI, and Effectiveness, for more advice related to ROI and other areas of UC. In addition to these stories, we've had quite a bit of content focused on Web 2.0 premiere recently. Web 2.0 applications have changed the way information is delivered, allowing end users to participate in the generation of content. But how much do you really know about blogs, wikis, and RSS feeds, and the impact they have on SMBs? Find out with our latest quiz. You can find the quiz by visiting our Web 2.0 topics page on searchsmb.com. We've also launched our newest IT management guide, and it's all about Web 2.0. Web 2.0 tools are infiltrating organizations of all sizes. What does it take to successfully integrate them into your IT systems? Find out with this IT management guide. And finally, in Jeff Kelly's latest blog entry, Web 2.0, Another Tech Bubble About to Burst, Jeff writes about, according to some analysts, the Web 2.0 phenomenon is another bubble in the making. But he disagrees, however, and points out that venture capitalists learned their lessons after the dot-com rush. All these articles, tips, and other resources are available this week on searchsmb.com. I'm editor Sarah Laurie. Thanks for listening.